Hey there, and welcome to the latest episode of Mobile Wallet Marketing Made Easy, the podcast that helps you navigate the ever-changing landscape of mobile marketing. Hi there, and welcome to another episode of Mobile Wallet Marketing Made Easy. I'm Kim Stewart.
And I'm Hazel Fruitman.
And today's topic is...
5 top reasons to use mobile for your event.
That's right. If you're hosting a conference, a trade show, or another event that has attendees and sponsors, it is very hard to justify not using mobile today. The potential for return engagement and long-tail interaction is so great, you are robbing yourself if you don't add a mobile component to your event management.
Yes, I know I've said in previous podcasts that I'm really for trade shows. I love networking. It's a great way to feel part of the industry and get to know who your people are.
Yeah, I mean, we've been doing trade shows for, oh my gosh, I don't even want to say, because before I was online, I was in the furniture business, so we had a lot of furniture trade shows where you'd go to shop the manufacturers for new furniture. Then Hazel and I actually met, not necessarily at a trade show per se, but we used to see each other at least once a month at a trade show because the internet marketing business had trade shows after trade shows after trade shows. It was kind of like a traveling circus sometimes, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. And you know, you get to see the same people over and over again, and that's, you know,
but it's good. You forge a lot of relationships.
You do. You do.
And, you know, one of the things about it, there are good shows and there are not so good shows. And, God, there's even some downright bad shows. And if you are hosting an event, whether it's a party at a trade show or you're hosting a conference or whatever it is, you know, maybe you're hosting a 2-mile-long venue that has 100,000 people in it. There's a million reasons to use mobile. There's a lot of different applications that are going to be based on the size of your event. A smaller, more intimate event versus a, like I say, 100,000 people and 2 miles of space. Or, you know, a lot of people, I think, fall somewhere in between. They have anywhere from a few hundred to a couple thousand people and, you know, that 20 to 25 sponsors, vendors. There are a lot of different things that can be pertinent to a show of one size that might not matter so much for a show of a different size or a different setup, but this podcast is about mobile for your event, and we're not going to discriminate based on size.
Yeah, I mean that's true. I mean, we do have in our cannabis related industry. We do have dispensaries having local events, and they have small sizes as well. But we also dealt with a big trade show, and that was fun.
Yeah, so one of the things you may want to do if you are hosting an event is go back after we're done here and listen to podcast episode number 14, which is trade shows and events using mobile wallet tickets. Get on it as soon as we're done here. That one has some really great ideas about using mobile updates during the event, and we're not going to go into that specificity in this podcast about how to set up your mobile updates and when to do your mobile updates and what the best ROI is on mobile updates. We're going to talk more generally, but you definitely, like I say, it's episode number 14, and go back into the archives, pull that out, and listen to it just as soon as we're finished. Like, don't stop right now. It's not that important because we're going to tell you some really good general things first, and then you can go get the specific things after that.
So, top five reasons. For top five reasons, let's just get on with it. The first reason, not necessarily in the order, but first reason is if you have a smaller show, like I was mentioning before, maybe it's more of a conference that doesn't have booths, but it does have a specific schedule of events. You know, you can use mobile updates to keep attendees advised of any changes or scheduling information. Like if there's a speaker who has to go from one venue to another, one room to another, it's been changed, you can inform your attendees right away.
You know, one of the things that we normally do earlier in the podcast, because we have so many new listeners every week, is we take 2 minutes and we explain how mobile wallet marketing actually works. And I just realized that we completely forgot to do that.
Yes, we did.
So let's just stop and do that right now. If you already know about it, skip ahead 2 minutes. If you don't, listen so that you have an understanding of what we're actually talking about.
All right. So this is not one of the top five reasons.
Not at all.
No. So this is, what is mobile wallet marketing? Well, these are mobile wallet passes that have direct access of marketing communication tool with your customers right to their mobile phones. These passes are stored in Apple Wallet or in Android in a right now in a third-party app.
Third-party app, yeah, general app. So no building your own app or any of that sort of thing. No.
And, you know, these passes have a back and a front to them. And the front of the pass has your company name, who you are, what you do, and your logo. Very simple. And you turn it over to the back of the pass, fun things happen. You have links to your website. You can go straight to your social media pages. You have click-to-action links to
tap to call, tap to email.
You know, if you have a podcast, you have listen links. If you want people to know where you're going for your trade show and where it is, you can have a navigation link and one tap goes straight to Maps. It'll tell you where the conference is.
Yeah, that's right. You can launch the Maps app directly from the back of a pass, no problem. So that's sort of the lowdown on how mobile wallet marketing passes actually work. Now we're going to segue back over to our main topic here, which is the five top reasons to use mobile for your event. And just a quick recap on the number one, it was for the smaller shows. You probably want to use it for things like venue advice and speaker schedule and stuff like that. You may also want to send reminders to your attendees for highlights such as keynotes or closing remarks. Keep in mind that the updates go directly to the lock screen, so they're pretty noticeable, but they're not in your face noticeable.
Yeah, they're not intrusive.
Exactly. They're there, and if somebody doesn't do anything with it, then eventually it's just going to fall off. And if you're like me, I get like tons and tons of Twitter notifications and Facebook notifications and God only knows what other kind of notifications. So it generally probably is maybe 15, 20 minutes that I would see that on my screen before it went away. If you get no notifications and that's your only one, I guess it would be there for a little bit longer.
Yeah, yes.
So you can manage all this from a single pass if you want to. If you're a smaller show, there's not a big need to split it up into multiple passes. Unless you happen to be offering, say, different tracks. And maybe you have like a marketer track and a developer track. And when people sign up and pay to attend your conference, or when they sign up and don't pay to attend your conference, whatever that happens to be, you assign them to a track and you either email them or SMS message them, or on a confirmation page, you give them the link that they need to either click to download, or they can scan the QR code with their phone if they happen to be using their desktop, and that pass will go directly into their phone. And now you've already set them out on the tracks. And when you have multiple tracks like that, you can individually message the tracks so that if your developer track has some sort of a change in the lineup of speakers, well, you don't need your marketing people to know about that because they're not even attending those speakers. And perhaps you want to bring everybody back together at happy hour or whatever. So then you can message both passes with the same messaging. There's no rhyme or reason to what you're forced to do because it's very customizable.
That's right. And and like you said, the distribution, it can be really easy. You can have signage at the trade show with a scan the QR code.
Yeah, if people for some reason don't have the pass already on their phone, you can give them the opportunity to put it on there. When they register, if they're doing it in person, to pick up their badges. Let's talk about badges really quickly for just 1 second here. Sure. The average trade show badge is a complete and total waste of time and money for the person who is putting on a trade show. These badges, they don't talk to attendees. They wind up in the trash. it's nice that you have sponsors that sponsor the lanyards, or they sponsor the They sponsor the passes themselves, pieces of paper. They always end up in the trash. Nobody keeps these. You can't do anything with it down the road. Why would you not just take the time to go ahead and translate this into mobile? Because if you do it on mobile, you have the ability to talk to people before they get to your show. You have the ability to talk to them while they're at your show, and you can keep talking to them after they go home. You can talk to them. You can allow your sponsors to talk to them. I mean, it's a big, you know, it's a value add there. So with that, let's sort of move up and look at a medium-sized show. And what do you think of when you think of a medium-sized show, Hazel?
Well, it has a floor, unlike a conference where there's tracks and you just have meeting rooms. You do have a floor, a main stage, and maybe two smaller speaking areas. Just for the heck of it, just let's throw in a sponsored lunch event and some cocktails at happy hour. And what we probably look at doing here is creating a primary event ticket, one that could be emailed, texted, displayed at confirmation, displayed at confirmation, and for each of the attendees, they will be receiving it, and it will contain unique identifiers that are correlated to the sign-up data provided.
Right, so at this point, since we're looking at a bigger event and the cost is going to be more to do the implementation, obviously the larger your event is, the more you have to think about creative ways to interact with the variety of people that are coming to your event. So putting things in like unique identifiers where as a person downloads their pass, which is their event ticket, you want to capture, say, their name or their email address or their mobile phone number. Now, we would tell you, in all good conscience, don't go hog wild with this. Pick one piece of data and ask for one piece of data initially. And that could be the email address that they signed up with. That could be their first and last name. If you already have their first and last name and you already have their email address that they signed up with, maybe you want to ask for their phone number. I don't know. Maybe you want to ask them to do who knows what. But anyway, like you say, don't go hog wild. The next thing that we would do on this medium-sized show is we would add a couple of secondary passes. Again, we could take it back to a track system, developer track, marketer track, grower track, dispensary track, whatever, depending on the kind of business that you're in. You could also opt to do it for the level of participation. Say somebody is a speaker or a sponsor or a VIP or a regular attendee, and then ask them to install the second pass independent of their event ticket. Now, you need to provide something of value in order to get people to install passes. With the event ticket situation, that's an automatic value. They've just signed up for your event. They want to be allowed to get into your event. Therefore, converting those people into passes and phones is probably one of the easiest things you can do. Now you want to ask them to put a second one in. So what's the value that they're going to have? Well, the value of this one is scheduling for your track. It's scavenger hunt, it's giveaway, it's any one of a number of things, and we're kind of only limited by creativity there. What would happen in the ideal world with that second pass is you would then leverage that to add more value to your sponsor packages. So the benefit to the attendees is that they get more information and they get tailored information because they are this type of attendee. But you now have an additional place to promote your sponsors, promote your vendors, that sort of thing. So,
and not only for during the event, but before the event and after the event.
Yeah, long-term communication with our event ticket packages, they don't expire for a year. So if you sign up to do one 3 months before your event, that gives you 3 months of marketing prior to your event. Gives you the time of your event, and it gives you almost 9 months after your event to continue marketing on your own behalf, on behalf of your sponsors, whatever. It gives you time to generate excitement. If you're in a group of people that sponsor different conferences in different places. You might send out a notification to your event attendees suggesting that they let people in another city know that you're going to have an event there, and the shares are quick and easy. It's like a little tap to share sort of thing, or a QR code scan, or they can email or SMS, or, you know, it's so easy. And that's kind of how we would do it if we moved up to a medium level. And
yes.
Location and proximity.
Oh, yes.
So, go ahead.
Yes. So, if you're, let's say, a larger trade show and you have a lot of booths or displays, maybe like a Moscone Center in San Francisco, where you have even two floors.
Yeah, so or Sands in Vegas, or the Javits in New York, any one of these big places where things are spread out.
Yeah, well, you know, you're going to want to use geofencing and iBeacon notifications to manage your traffic flow effectively and to add even more value to your sponsors by directing people to their space on the floor.
Yeah, traffic maps, updates, speaker updates, venue updates. All of these things add value to your attendees, and every time you send out a new lock screen notification update, that's also an opportunity to update the back of the pass with different information and have a really good chance of people noticing that. So if I had, say I had five top-level sponsors, I don't want to put five links to my top-level sponsors on the back of a pass at the same time. It's kind of redundant. People tend to overlook it. So what I would do is I would take one top-level sponsor and I would have them on there for a specific amount of time. Say I'm going to have them on there for 2 weeks before my event. And every 2 weeks in the months leading up to my event, I'm going to send a new update. And I'm also going on the back of the pass to rotate through my big sponsors. So everybody's getting a lot more scrutiny and a lot more attention because they're the only sponsor on the back of the pass at any given time. But we can recreate these passes and make the changes to them so that you can swap between your sponsors. Everybody gets equal love. You know, maybe you've got some smaller level sponsors, and instead of giving them an actual link on the pass, you put a link to a sponsor page on your event website. That's one way to do it with smaller level sponsors. You know, the biggest thing here, and I don't think we can stress it enough, I mean, it's not even in the five that we just listed, is it's so important, is that passes are valid after the event is over. We have a 90% retention rate at the moment, and you don't lose the ability to talk to people. You don't have to send them an email to get them to do a survey. You can send them an update directly to their lock screen, tell them you have something to say to them, or ask them to fill out an after the conference survey, or maybe you want to send them updates from your sponsors. We already talked about, you know, like sending them preppers for the next event and stuff like that. So, you know, that's just huge. And the average trade show badge, You can't do that. It goes home, and it goes in the, if it even makes it home, it goes straight into the trash.
Yeah, so there's a lot here. There's a lot to take in. We hope you're writing down some notes.
Or just listen again.
Yeah. And, you know, we're here. You can just hit us up by email. We're available.
Absolutely. The website is mobilewalletmarketer.com. And we're always around. If you have any questions, don't hesitate to reach out to us. If you are considering using mobile wallets for marketing your event, we are so happy to sit down with you and look at what components you have in your event and give you some suggestions and tell you how we believe you can benefit the most, give your attendees good value, give your sponsors, vendors real value add for their participation.
Yeah, and that's all for today.
That is
the top five reasons to use mobile for your event.